Hallelujah. Lord, you brought us here together for a purpose. You brought us to this healing school together right now this morning for a purpose. And it's, Lord, that your word would be heard, but Lord, you would want to touch people's lives. Jesus, Jesus, touch people's lives, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. I give this service to you. I hand this over to you, Lord. And I say, have your way. Lord, I say, do what you want to do. Let the word of the Lord be clear, precise in people's ears and hearts to receive Jesus, all that you have for them today, Lord. Healing right now is ours to receive. Healing right now, I declare it in the name of Jesus. Healing by the word of God, by the power of God, by the demonstration of your spirit, Lord. You have done great things. And Lord, you're making us to be the people that are going to glorify you and show forth your great works and your great power. It's your hand extended, Jesus, through us. We're your body, so use us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. So it's not in anything that any of us can do, but it's all by the Spirit of God and what He has put within us already.
That's right.
We carry a treasure in this earthen vessel. The treasure is the Spirit of God and the Word of God. It's within us. We've already got it. It's right here. It's right here. You know what Jesus looks like? He looks like me. He looks like you. He looks like you. I see Jesus right there. That's what Jesus looks like. So when we go out and we minister to people and we touch people, it's not us, it's Him, that spirit man, that God man, that Jesus man that is within us that wants to touch people's lives. And so He says, who can I use? And we can say, Lord, I'll go send me. Send me. And you be led by the Spirit and you go out and you begin to touch people. You give them a word. What is that word that's in our mouth? And that's what I want to talk about today. The name of this message is the nearness of God's, the nearness of healing. How near is it? It's even in our mouth. It's right here. It's on your lips. Healing is on your lips. When we speak what the Word of God says and we speak it in that authority of God's Word, it's right here. It's even on our lips to speak. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to let God arise. And He's going to scatter His enemies. Amen? When we let God arise, He will scatter His enemies. Sickness is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. And right now, I'm taking authority over depression. In the name of Jesus. I'm taking authority over spirits of darkness that have entered our minds in Jesus' name. And those things that say you can't and you're never going to make it and you're not going to go through, it's a lie. In the name of Jesus, I break that spirit right now. We are alive in Christ and we have the mind of Christ and we have the power of God within us and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony.
Right.
What's in your mouth?
Yes.
You got a testimony in your mouth.
Amen.
So in the name of Jesus, the nearness of healing is right here in our mouth.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I want to go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 8. And I'm not saying that I'm going to go through all of this. The Lord gave me a bunch of stuff, but I'm not saying it's going to all come out today.
Amen.
We're going to just let God have His way.
Yes.
And do what He wants to do.
Amen?
Because I know there's some people in here right now that need a touch from God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for the heat. It feels good. Matthew chapter 8. And we're not going to read all of this whole thing in here. Oh, I hear like a little ring. But Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Now, if you look at it in the book of Luke, he gives you just a little bit more information. This is a centurion. People had come before Jesus and said, you got to help this man. He's a good man. He's even done some things for us. He's built us a sanctuary or a synagogue. So he's worthy of your help. Can you go help him? But when this man began to say, you know, I'll come. But this man answered in a way that really touched Jesus' heart. He says, Lord, only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
Yes. Yes.
For I'm also a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, to my servant, do this, and he does it. This man saw in Jesus the authority of who he was. And it's not what we do for God. We don't have to earn healing. See, they're coming and they're saying, I want you to, you got to go and help this man. He's a good man. He's done some great things. But it's not what we do, but it's who Jesus is.
That's right.
It's not that we're earning healing. Who is he within us? It's who we are in him, and it's whose we are. We belong to him. And he recognized the authority of the Word of God. And we've got to recognize the authority of the Word of God that we carry within us already. It's right here. He's in us. When we speak under the anointing and we speak that power of God, it goes out as the very Word of God himself, because Jesus is the Word. He's the Logos. And it goes out and it touches people's lives. And that's what Jesus did. He went and he spoke. And how did he heal people? Many times he touched people. But you know what? He's the Word. He's the Word. And the nearness of God's healing, where is it? It's in our mouth. It's even in our mouth right now. If you go down to verse, we're going to just pop down real quick to verse 13. Because when Jesus said go, according to your faith, he says, go. Go your way as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. When you recognize who Jesus is, you can receive it, and healing will manifest. We try to make ourselves, I got to say the right words. I got to do the right thing. Did I read enough this week? Did I talk to enough people? It's not in all the good things that we do. Good things are great, but that's not how we receive from the Lord. We receive from the Lord because he's our Father and he wants to give. And because we recognize the authority that is not only in him, but it's also right now in us. And when we speak, I got a testimony that I want to tell you about something that happened to me. And I just really think I need to go there right now. The last couple of weeks, actually about the last month, feel like I'm vibrating. But I was really going through some physical things in my body, and just, I felt like I knew I had infection that was just brewing. It was like stewing in my body. I could feel it. And it got to the point to where I felt like I had fever. I knew I did. My body inside was shaking, and I just wanted to grab a blanket. It was like I just wanted my banky, you know. I just want to go lay down. I just want to cover up and just lay down and just do nothing. And I got to just be honest. There was a couple hours. That's exactly what I did. And I went and I laid down and I just rested. But it wasn't lifting. And I said, you know what? I'm healed. I'm not going to just lay here underneath this blanket. I am healed. And I went upstairs in my room where I usually study at. It's a spare bedroom, and that's where my computer is, and that's where I do all my studying and my praying up there. And I got up there, and I says, Lord, I'm having a hard time right now visualizing myself healed because I don't feel like it. But I'm not going to go on feelings. You can't go on feelings, because if you go on feelings, it's not going to change. Your feelings are going to dominate you. We can't let our feelings dominate us. We can't let the symptoms dominate over what God has already done in His Word, what He's already provided. Healing is mine. So I went up there and I says, I'm not feeling it, but I says, I'm healed, and I know I'm healed. And I said, I'm not going to go back underneath that blanket. I am not going to go lay back down. And I just began to get up and walk through the house. I just began to say, I am healed. I spoke over my body. I spoke over those symptoms. I started drinking the cranberry juice that I knew I needed. I started drinking the lemon water that I knew I needed. But I was giving them assignments. Every time I take a drink, I says, now you go and you cleanse my system. I was giving all this stuff assignments. Cleanse my system because I'm healed. I'm healed. And did it happen right away? It didn't happen right away, but I didn't give up. And that's the thing. We cannot give up. You got to keep on pressing through and keep on pressing on, because people get discouraged. And I see that a lot. People get discouraged because I prayed and it didn't happen. Didn't God hear me? You pray again. You pray again, and what do? You turn your focus on the one that you know is your healer. He says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. You're looking unto Him. So I just kept praying, and I kept speaking. I'm healed. Infection, body, be cleansed, be cleansed. I could have stayed home from work. I said, I'm going to work. I am going to work, and I stood there at my computer at work, and I'm thinking, I don't need to be here, but in Jesus' name, I am here, and I am not giving in to this thing, because I'm healed. I am healed. Jesus paid for me to be healed, and I'm not going to take that for granted. Jesus paid for every one of us to be healed, and we cannot take that for granted, because it's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. And what has He put within you? His Spirit is within you. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed already. You're already healed. Mom, you're already healed. You're already healed. Those eyes are healed. Those eyes right now are healed.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
That's right. That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
This macula will regenerate.
That's right. Yeah. Speak it. That's right. Decree it.
Regenerate.
That's right. Right now.
Those cells that are dead are alive.
That's right. That's right.
In Jesus' name. Yeah. I command those macula cells to regenerate. Right. In the name of Jesus. And that these eyes come alive. Come alive. In the name of Jesus. We will not settle for less. Jesus, you paid it all. You paid it all. And you took blindness upon yourself. You took it upon yourself. That blood upon your forehead ran down into those eyes, Lord. And in Jesus' name, by the blood of the Lamb, I proclaim and I speak it, healing in Jesus' name. Healing right now. In Jesus' name. Restored.
Right now.
The regeneration of cells that have said they're dead, they'll never come back. No. Our God is a living God, raised from the dead, and He has defeated death in Jesus' name. So I proclaim it in Jesus' name. The love of God. The love of God. Amen. 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 We're going to receive that. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen. I believe that. Enough is enough, right?
Yeah.
Enough is enough in Jesus' name. When God spoke in the very beginning, how did He create? He spoke. He said, let. He said, light be.
That's what He said.
Be. Light be.
Yeah. Light be.
Amen. He spoke it. He spoke it. And what He's put within us, because in the beginning was the Word.
Right.
And the Word was God. With God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Within us, that Word of God that was manifested in the flesh and He dwelt among us.
Yes.
That's our Jesus.
Yes.
That's our Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's in us. He's in us. He's in me.
That's right.
It's not me. I can't lay hands on my mom, and it's not my power. It's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit, when you release the Spirit of God that's within you. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
We release the Spirit of God that's within us.
That's right.
So in the name of Jesus, we are going to receive our healing right now this morning.
That's right.
Right now this morning.
Yes.
Amen, Carol?
Yes, amen.
The Spirit of God quickens our mortal bodies.
That's right.
And makes them alive.
Alive.
Yes.
Alive. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Right.
And I know that that scripture is real for you. I know it's real for you. So it's even right now moving inside of you, Carol.
That's right.
It's moving inside of you right now.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So in the name of Jesus, Carol?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That word is alive.
Amen.
That word within Carol right now is alive. In the name of Jesus, we release it to quicken this mortal body.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for your
name. And that every weakness must go.
Yes.
Every weakness must go.
Yes, Lord. So be it.
And we speak strength, stability. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God spoke and it was so. And when we let God arise, Jennifer, His enemies are scattered. When we let God arise.
Yes.
When we let God arise, He scatters His enemies. Real quick, let's go to John 14. John 14. John 14. The Lord gave me a little phrase. I don't know, it was maybe 2012. It was quite a long time ago. 2010, 2012, somewhere in there. But in John chapter 14, when I was reading through this in verses 10 and 11, I kept seeing the works follow the word. The works follow the word.
Yes.
And it's the truth. The works follow the word. When God spoke in the beginning of creation, what happened? His works followed, and you began to see the manifestation of what He said. In verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Where's the Father?
In me.
He's in me. He's in us. But this is Jesus speaking. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works. When I speak the word, When I speak the word, is what Jesus is saying, the works follow. Because it's the word spoken of what he hears from his Father. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. And Jesus is talking to his own disciples here. He's not talking to people who don't believe. He's talking to his own disciples. They're having a hard time. Sometimes they had a hard time. Philip said, show us the Father. We want to see the Father. Philip, how long do I have to be here? Haven't I already showed it to you? The Father's in me. The Father's in me. When you see these things, believe me for the words that I speak, or else if you have a hard time with that, what have you seen happen when I've spoken? You've seen deaf ears open. You've seen blind eyes open. You've seen people raised from the dead. You've seen leprosy disappear. You've seen bread manifest and multiply more than once. Look at it for the works. And know that these words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So these words that we speak that are within us, the Lord promised, I got to go. If I don't leave, if I don't go, then I can't send the Spirit. I can't send the Comforter to you. And when he comes, he's going to lead you into all truth. And he's going to speak that word through you. And the Father and I are going to come and dwell within you. So what Jesus was saying right there, we can partake of right now today. We can do the same things, because he said we would do the same things and even greater than he did. So what is impossible with God?
Nothing.
Is there any sickness that can stand in the presence of God? No. But by faith we know. And when we speak by faith... Now, when I was fighting my little battle I was telling you about earlier, I was fighting the good fight of faith because I wasn't giving up. And that's the thing. Don't give up. Don't give up and don't give in to it. Because when we continue to speak and we continue to take the word of God upon ourselves and we speak it out of ourselves, it's going to happen. It will happen. It will come to pass. Because when it's spoken in faith, believing, can you believe and speak that word of God and see the manifestation of it? The Lord also said in John 15:7, if you abide in me, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. If my words abide in you, if you have given them place in your heart, have you given them place? Are they etched? Are they engraved? Does your heart beat with the word? When your heart is beating, is it carrying throughout your body in that blood supply? Is it carrying the life? Is it carrying life through your body? If it's etched in your heart, if you believe it in your heart, give those words an assignment. Give those words that you speak, give them an assignment. I am healed in the name of Jesus. And if it's a weakness in your eye, if it's a weakness in your arm, in your leg, you give those words of life an assignment. Leg, be healed. Receive the word. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And begin to give those things an assignment. There's a verse that I found in the message that confirmed that for me. Because I was giving assignments to everything that I was doing. My body had to go through a cleansing. I needed to go through a cleansing. And I knew that's what was happening. I left here one Sunday and I was so tired. I says, I just got to go home and take a nap. I was so exhausted, so tired. Because this is still trying to get a hold of me. And I went home after dinner, I laid down, and I woke up so fast because my food was wanting to come back up. And I got up and I said, you stop right now. I started talking to myself and I says, you calm down right now. I talked to my stomach, you calm down. All that was going on within me, you calm down, you stop right now. In the name of Jesus, you stop. I just kept talking, and I'm breathing, and I'm walking, and I'm praying in the spirit, and I said, stop right now. I'm healed. This is going to stop. And by the next morning, I was driving over to my daughter's house to go, because I go over there early in the morning, and again, it was like it's still wanting to happen. It's still wanting to come back. And I said, I got mad. Now I'm mad. You know what? A little righteous anger is not bad. It's not a bad thing. There's been many times I've gotten mad over a situation. Righteous anger, you know. And when you go in the spirit and you get mad at the devil and you get mad at what has happened to you and you get mad, why isn't this thing changing? Get a little bit anger. And in the spirit, begin to talk and watch what happens. I was driving in my car and I really got angry. I says, infection, you get out of my body right now. And I mean, I yelled it. I was kind of fed up with it. And all of a sudden, what was coming out of my head, I had to, it's gross, but I had to pull over. I just had to pull over. I had to get rid of it. But you know what? I got delivered from that thing. That thing that had tried to get a hold of me, it had kept me for a week or more. It had kept me in bondage. It ended that morning, and I got rid of that thing, and it was onward and upward. Get a little mad. Jesus got mad at the devil. And you know what? I honestly believe within my heart that when the Lord seen what had happened to creation and when he seen what had happened to people, when he came down and he began to heal people, I think he was mad at what had happened to them. He was angry at what Satan had done, at what the curse had brought. He was angry about all of that. And when he laid hands on people, when he touched people, when he breathed on people, whether he spit and he touched their eyes or touched their tongue, however he did it, I believe it was because this is not God's plan for you. The plan for you from the beginning was that you are in health. And when it says that we are in health, that we would prosper as our soul prospers, that we would prosper and be in health in 1 John 5, no, 3rd John, I'll find it, don't worry, that we would prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. It says that we would be in health. That's a little bit different than just being healthy. We're in health. Are we in Christ?
Yes.
That means we have entered into another kingdom. We've left the kingdom of this world and we've entered into the kingdom of his dear son, into the kingdom of God. We are in him, which means we are in health. We are supposed to live in divine health.
Yes.
Live in divine health. What are the 3 points of healing school? Who remembers? That we would learn how to receive our healing.
Receive our healing.
Share healing with others. We would share healing with others. But that we would walk in divine health. That's right. Divine health is ours to walk in. When you think, well, that's just really kind of far-fetched to think. It's almost like I was having a hard time seeing myself healed because of what I was feeling. I couldn't see it, but I could speak it. I could speak it. And you know what happened? It came to pass because I didn't give up. Fight the good fight. Don't give up. I know Pastor Shones went through some things in his life to where he's had to stand and fight the good fight. I know everyone in here has had to fight the good fight at one time or another. So we stand in faith and we believe that what we have received is of God and it will manifest itself and it will come through. It will show itself. Where is your healing? It's in your mouth. It's even in your mouth. You want to read it? Let's read it. We can read it in why don't we just read it in Deuteronomy 30? Because if it was good for an old covenant, righteousness by the law, through the sacrifices that were made, they became righteous, which means, who knows what righteous means? right standing with God. Anything else? Forgiven. You are in right standing with God. Innocent. It means you're vindicated. You've been set free. Sin cannot rule over you. You are set free from that curse of sin. You're not guilty of sin any longer. You've been made righteous. You've been made holy. You've been separated unto God. And they receive this righteousness through an old covenant, through the sacrifices that they made. But if we look in Deuteronomy 30, verse 11, "For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It's not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you in your mouth, that we may hear it and do it." The word is very near you, even in your mouth, that you can see it, you can receive it, and you can do it. You can do what the word says. And when Paul talked about that over in Romans, he was quoting this, but he says, this word that we receive that is even in our mouth, we receive the righteousness by faith. By faith in Jesus. By faith in the sacrifice that he made. It's not in the sacrifice of bulls and goats and lambs and sheep and turtle doves any longer. But it's in that one sacrifice that Jesus made. We have been made righteous. We have been vindicated. We have been made holy and innocent. We are now in right standing before God. So even Paul says, you don't have to say, who is going to go and find Jesus for us? He's right here within us. It's Romans chapter 10. This is what Paul was saying. Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 8. "But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?'" He's going back to Deuteronomy 30. "Don't say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down from above. We don't have to pray, 'Lord, you got to come, you got to come, come.' Or, 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead, because he's been raised from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth. The word is in your mouth, and it's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So when God says he sends out his word that will not return void, it's because his word is alive within us. And we just have to trust that the word of God that we speak, when we speak, it goes and it accomplishes. Can you accomplish by what is within you? Yeah, you can, because it's the Spirit of God that is within you. It's the Holy Spirit that has made a place for us. And that he wants to use us and he wants to work through us. I want to know, is there anybody right now that has something that you have just not been able to get over? You've had something going on within your body this week and you just can't get past it. If there is, I'm going to have you come up here when I call the prayer ministers up. But the prayer ministers are going to speak that word of faith. But I want you to believe that what they speak is going to go and it's going to accomplish exactly what they have spoken over you. Because healing is ours. Amen. Healing is ours. Yes, healing is mine. I received it and I'm walking in it. I'm a living testimony of what speaking the word over myself can do. Because I received my healing. Because it was getting so bad. My back was hurting. I thought my kidneys are infected. I mean, it was getting really, really bad. My fever, I was so hot. Things were just spiking and it was like I can't even function. My eyes are hurting. But when you speak the word of truth and you believe it and you're relentless. Be relentless in your fight. Don't give up. You're fighting the good fight of faith. And who backs you in that? Jesus does. He does. He backs you in it. And he will make a way where it seems like there is no way. When we look at, I just want to look at one more verse. I've left a whole lot out of here. But I just want to look at one more verse. And I want to read it in the Complete Jewish Bible. Because I wanted to know about this. What does the Complete Jewish Bible say about this verse? It's Isaiah 55:11. What Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, it shall prosper and be successful in the thing for which I sent it." The Complete Jewish Bible says, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return unto me unfulfilled." It will accomplish exactly. When you plant a seed in the ground and you water it, you expect that seed to grow. God has put intelligence in that seed where that seed knows, and when it's under that ground and it receives the water, that seed has the intelligence to know what to do, and it breaks open. And it begins to break that ground, and it comes up, and it finds that sun, and it finds that water, that nourishment that is in that ground. The seed that is in you is the Word of God. And God knows what to do when you speak it. It already, the Word of God already has accomplished what needs to be accomplished. So it says, "So is my word that goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me unfulfilled. But it will accomplish what I intend it to do and cause to succeed what I sent it to do," which means it will complete the assignment that I gave it. Yes. It's going to complete the assignment that I gave it. I gave that word an assignment. Yes. When you speak over yourself, when you pray over yourself, you give those words an assignment. Word of God, go to my arm. Pain, you gotta go. Pain, you gotta go. Word of God, go into my legs. I speak healing over my legs. I speak healing over my heart. Be healed. Is it an irregular heartbeat? I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, beat properly. And you give those words an assignment. And yeah, I do. I go and I say, "Yes, I'm healed. I receive my healing." But sometimes you need to be specific. Be specific in what it is, because Jesus was very specific with people. He knew who to go to. He went to where he was, where he heard the Father tell him to go, but he healed them all. You know, was there just mass healings? You know, did he just speak the word and they all were healed? I don't know how all of that happened. But I know that they got healed. Because the word spoke. The word of God spoke. He's our word. And when we speak not on our own authority. Just like that centurion. He knew it wasn't, he understood authority. And if I send them, they go. If I tell them to come, they come. He understood authority. So it's not what we do for God. But it's the authority that is within us. And when we speak healing, it will come to pass. We just got to believe it. I know we get so used to how we feel. I've been like this all this time, you know? And we get used to the feelings in our body. But we got to get used to what the word says and see ourselves made whole. See ourselves in health. Walking in divine health. Is it possible? It's absolutely possible. To walk in divine health. I believe that. I really honestly believe that. You know why I believe it? Because the word says it. It seems like every time I come up here to speak, what I'm hearing is it's all about the integrity of the word. God's word is true. It's faithful. It's powerful. It's strong. You can depend on it. It's sure. This is the word of God, and this is the God that we serve. He gave us his word that he would reveal his will for us. We can look at the word, we can hold it, we can read it, we can see all of these, you know, ink. They have many different fonts and they make it look beautiful and many different, you know, versions. But when you look at that word of God as this is the will of God in this earth, this is Jesus himself being revealed in this earth. And when I read that, I can take it to the bank that it's true. I can know and I can depend on it and know that this is not any man that wrote this. This is inspired, holy word of God. And when you read it, you got to read it with an attitude just like that. This is not me. This is God's word. And if God says it, it's mine. If he said, you can receive this, if you believe and receive, you can have whatsoever you say. Mark chapter 11, you speak to that mountain. What is that mountain in your life? What is it? Is it sickness? Prayer ministers, you want to come up? Is it sickness? Is it debt? Is it a family issue? Is it a relationship issue? And it's a real mountain. Is there been a separation? We're going to speak to those mountains. And those mountains got to flee when we speak in faith, believing, and we don't detour. The Lord told me a long time ago, and I've told you this before, don't be deterred. Be determined.
Yeah.
Don't get off on a wrong path. You stay on this path that I've put you on. And you walk down this path because this is the determined path of God. It's the will of God for you, for my life, for your life, for our life. God is alive within us. And where's our healing? It's in our mouth. We can speak in the authority of the name of Jesus, and it's got to go. It's got to leave. Teresa?
Yeah.
It's got to leave.
Amen.
You got to believe that. Believe it. It's gotta go when you speak. And when those things, those lies come in, but wait a minute. This thing's coming in after me and it's attacking me again. And it's telling me, you're not gonna make it. You tell it to shut up.
Yeah.
You just tell those lies to shut up. Because you know where that adverse voice is coming from. Because Jesus would not ever tell you that.
Right.
He would never tell you, you can't make it. He would never tell you, you got to be like this for the rest of your life. He would never, ever tell you, you're going to be in lack for the rest of your life. Just get used to it, baby. You know, that's not our God. That's not Jesus. He says, what can you believe for? Trust. Believe. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. So thank you, Lord. Jesus, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the demonstration of power right now this morning. And I thank you right now for what you're going to do. I thank you, oh Lord, for what you have already done and what we're going to see manifested in people's lives this morning. So even if you don't feel sickness, you just want a closer walk with God. You just want to know this God better and more precise. Even if you just want more clarity in your life, I want you to come up here and I want you to enter into a prayer of agreement with one of these prayer ministers. Don't let anyone rob or steal you of your promise. You have a promise. And what is in your mouth? Healing, strength, overcoming power, prosperity, the word of salvation, the word of deliverance. The word of restoration?
Yes.
Ask God for a word and he'll give it to you. And when he gives it to you, you stand on it and you speak it and don't give up. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, I want, like I said, whoever needs anything, it does not have to be healing. But this is healing school. Come receive your miracle.
Yes.
If you need a job, come up here. Pray again. Okay, pray again. Don't give up. That's the thing. Don't ever, ever get up or give up. And if you got to get mad about it, go home, go down in your basement, and you get mad and let it rip. Okay? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Don't settle for less.
Amen.
Amen. Put those boxing gloves on. But you know, we fight the good fight of faith. We fight with the good fight of faith in Jesus' name. You are dismissed, but come for prayer.